fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The text of my sermon this morning is from the 26th chapter of St. Matthew, the 52nd verse. And verily I say unto you, all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. It is altogether fitting and proper.
All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. The speaker who intoned those ancient words of prophecy was the Reverend James Hardin. The place, a small country church on the outskirts of Bonham, Texas. And the time, a Sunday morning in June 1868. Unfortunately, two young boys didn't hear the sermon. They were walking along a road away from the church.
You know, you're a funny kind of a kid. Your old man's a preacher, but...
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Now stop gapping and get a move on. If you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
Down to South Creek and shoot a few greenies. Maybe some jackrabbits if we see any.
Shoot some? How can we shoot anything without a rifle or a gun?
Now, what do you think this is? Here, under my coat.
Golly, a pistol. A real army Colt. Where'd you get it?
That's none of your business. I've got it, it's mine, and I can use it. I've been practicing every day for almost 2 months.
Gee, does your pa know you got a gun?
Listen, just because my pa's a preacher is no sign he's got to know everything. Neither him nor anybody else is going to boss me. Now, come on. Let's shake a leg.
That boy's name was John Wesley Hardin. Born in Fannin County 14 years earlier, John Wesley had grown up among people who knew and liked him. The preacher's son was tall for his age, thin-faced, with a shock of hair the color of new saddle rope. His cheerful smile was frank and disarming. Oddly enough, no one had ever noticed that John Wesley Hardin's smile never reached his eyes. Regardless of how wide the ready grin became, his cool gray eyes remained unchanged. They seemed to belong to a much older man, and they held the gray, impassive hardness of unpolished steel.
I never knew that you could... Look, somebody coming.
Captain Keller from the Army Fort. Now, if he stops, let me do the talking.
Oh, oh boy, oh there, boy, oh. Well, where are you two heading? I can see it's away from church.
We're going to South Creek to shoot
you. South Creek, huh? Little Sunday morning fishing?
That's right, Captain Keller.
Well, can't say I blame you very much. When I was your age, I... Say, that reminds me of something.
Yes, sir?
John, do you remember when you and your father visited me at the fort about 2 months ago?
Sure.
Well, that's about the time I missed my service pistol. Did you see it?
Pistol? Why would I know anything about that, Captain Keller?
Oh, no reason, John. I just thought that...
We gotta get going. I'll see you later, Captain. Come on.
Yeah, I...
Oh, why don't you look where you're going, you dunk.
But, John, what's that? Fell out of your coat.
Why, it's, nothing. Nothing at all.
I didn't know you carried a gun, John.
Steady, boy.
Let me see it.
No. This gun is mine, and I'm hanging onto it.
All I want to do is look at it. Curious, that's all. No need for you to get...
Better stand where you are, Captain. One more step, and you're going to stop lead.
What's the matter, John? I just want to
see... You asked for it?
Golly, you plugged him. You killed him.
No, he ain't dead. I just winged him. But I'm glad it happened.
What do you mean?
It proves I can really handle a shooting iron. I can plug two-legged critters just as easy as rabbits or greenies. I guess it's time for me to be drifting.
Where are you going? That's the captain's horse.
It's mine now. So is this 30-30 rifle in the saddle boot.
But how? I mean, I thought we were going down to South Creek and hunt greenies.
You do that. That's kid stuff. I'm heading north where there's real hunting. Get up, boy.
Thus began the career of one of the most cold-blooded outlaws and killers the West has ever known. John Wesley Hardin didn't travel far on a stolen mount. He was too cunning for that. Within a few hours, he abandoned the army horse and stole another one from a rancher's corral. Then, because he knew that pursuit was inevitable, he stopped at the bottom of a dry creek bed and waited in ambush.
Three soldiers from the army post. Well, boys, you've trailed me this far. But from here on out, I'm riding alone.
With three killings accomplished, a blonde-haired boy with a ready smile on his face and the treachery of a wolf in his heart rode northward.
Get up, you critter. We're lining out. Get up, boy.
As the weeks went by, John Wesley Hardin effectively covered his back trail by stopping at line camps, cattle ranches, and small towns where he asked for work. On every job, he gave a different name.
Yes. Guess you could use another puncher here in the Diamond Key. Can you handle a rope?
Sure. And a gun, too, if you need it.
I'm running the cattle ranch, son. Leave your hardware in the bunkhouse. What's your name?
Ever hear of the Dalton boys?
You mean them outlaws up in Missouri?
Yeah. I'm their youngest brother, Buck Dalton.
Yeah? Well, I won't hold your kinfolks against you. The job's yours, Buck, if you want it.
Thanks.
Stealing another horse and the owner of the Diamond Tee was easy. John Wesley Hardin's next stop was in Colorado. A ranch high in the mountains and well off the beaten trails.
I'm just drifting. I heard you needed some help, so I rode out.
Only job I got is riding line fence.
Good. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. How long since you left the Diamond Tee spread?
Well, how did you... What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Just noticed the Diamond Tee brand on your cayuse, that's all.
Well, you see, the man who owns the Diamond Tee is my uncle, Fred Bass. He gave me the horse.
Fred Bass, huh? Well, the only gent named Bass ever heard of is Sam Bass, the owl hoot.
That's right. Sam Bass is my uncle, too.
He left Colorado in the dead of night, doubling back toward Texas, confident that the money and the expensive saddle he'd stolen from his last employer couldn't be traced. Then he headed for Indian territory, the Cherokee Strip. Fortunately, very few of the drovers and cattlemen along the trail ever compared notes. If they had, they would have realized that the boyish young cowpuncher who drifted into camps unannounced and drifted out again a few days later was a thief and a gunman. Hardin reached Caldwell, Kansas, late in the spring. It was there that he applied for a different kind of job.
Ever clerk in a store before?
Sure. My father owns the biggest store in St. Louis.
That's so? Well, how come you out in this country?
Well, I guess I might as well tell you the truth. My name is Bob Pinkerton.
Pinkerton? Ain't there a detective back east named...
You've guessed it. I'm his son.
Well, I'll be... Well, what do you...
Well, my real job down here is trailing the James brothers, Frank and Jesse. You see, if they happen to ride through town, they'd never suspect an ordinary clerk in a store like this to be
Long
trailing them.
Trailing the James boys, huh? Well, you look kind of young for a job like that. But if your name's Pinkerton, I'm sure glad you're here.
And you let me work in the store?
Sure. I've got a big stock of guns and ammunition here. Glad to have a real lawman around.
Don't worry. I'll watch it.
By the time his temporary employers discovered that the young stranger with the pleasant smile had stolen horses, money, and guns, John Wesley Hardin had disappeared. By easy stages, he was moving steadily north toward the outlaw hideouts in Utah territory. One night, he sighted two men beside a small campfire. They were the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Hi. A campfire.
Hello.
Yeah, that's a lucky thing I found you. I'm out of grub, and my horse is about winded, and I'm...
Something to eat. Won't you join us?
Yeah, I don't like... A mast. And an engine. Owl hoots, huh?
No, we're not outlaws. If you're hungry, grab one of those tin plates. Tonto will fill it up for you.
Why, yeah, sure.
Me fix it.
Thanks, engine. Well, if you're not a couple of long riders, why are you wearing that mask?
I could ask you why you're riding a winded cowpony 100 miles from the nearest ranch.
All right. You don't need to get so tough about it, no matter who you are. Just because I look like a kid, you can't...
Here, good grub. You like it.
Would you call an invitation to share our supper getting tough?
Well, just so you don't get the idea that... Oh, that mask of yours don't worry me none.
I hope not.
You know, I've heard the owl hoot a few times myself, mister.
Oh, is that so?
And these guns I'm packing ain't just for show.
Neither are mine.
Say, there's a couple of nice-looking broncs you've got there. I like that white stallion.
So do I. Have something more to eat?
Nope. No, that's plenty. Well, I guess I'll be drifting. Before I go, I...
All right, reach, both of you.
I think you've picked the wrong pair for a whole lot.
I said reach or I'll blast you both to smithereens.
Do what he says, Tonto. We'll have to play for time. You seem to be holding all the aces. Now, what do you want?
That white stallion of yours. We're trading horses, mister.
Well, that's hardly an even trade. A winded cow pony for a horse like Silver.
Who said it was even? But if you ain't satisfied, I'll pay something extra. In lead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. With his gun steadily covering the Lone Ranger and Tonto, John Wesley Hardin backed toward the edge of the clearing where Silver and Scout were ground hit.
Keep your claws up. As long as I get a fresh horse, you won't get hurt.
Very kind.
He must not be him.
No,
steal.
No, he won't. Wesley tries to mount.
All right, steady there, you coyotes. I'm going to...
All right, Silver.
What the... You made him... Oh, my hand.
You're not hurt. I just shot your gun away. The horse thief deserves a lot worse than that.
Here, that's right, my hand. I'm getting out of here.
He must not be. Crook, get away.
Oh, no, Tonto. Let him go.
Get up, boy. Get up.
He's not savvy. Why you not stop him?
Silver's safe. That's the important thing. There, boy. It's all right now.
Outlaw fella, plenty young.
Yes, that's right, Tonto. He couldn't have been over 14 or 15. It's a shame that a young
Maybe
fella...
Maybe this will be a lesson. Make young fella change mind.
I hope so, Tonto. And I'm afraid not. That boy is a born killer.
Me not savvy.
His eyes. I've seen outlaws 3 times his age. His eyes weren't as hard as his.
Oh.
Yes, you're right. I did make a mistake. I should have stopped him. A gun in the hands of a boy with eyes like that is the most dangerous combination in the world.
Oh, oh boy, hold on. Yeah, that masked critter just got in a lucky shot, that's all. I'll keep on trailing toward the hills and hook up with some real outlaws. Get up, boy.
In a secluded canyon on the eastern slope of the Rocky Mountains, various outlaw bands maintained a hideout called Robber's Roost. It was late one afternoon when John Selman and Red Carver sighted a lone rider approaching the roost.
Who do you think this is, John?
I don't know, but keep your gun handy.
Yeah, he's nothing but a button. Just a kid.
You never can tell.
Oh, boy. Oh. Hi. What's the matter? Can't you hombres talk?
We'll let you do the talking.
Who are you, kid? What makes you think you can ride in here like you belonged?
Why, I'm looking for some friends of mine.
I said, what's your name?
Well, I guess it won't do any harm to tell you, gents. If this ain't the trail of the roost, it's mighty near it.
Suppose it is.
And you must know John Selman.
Yeah, seems like I've heard of him.
Well, I'm John Selman's youngest brother. He told me to head up this way and see...
Yeah, that's mighty interesting. So John Selman's got a kid brother that totes 2 guns, hmm?
Yeah. And don't worry about me being able to handle him. I can
climb off that horse, kid.
What?
I said climb off that horse. I want you to meet your brother.
You mean he...
Yeah.
Is...
I don't cotton any law dog tricks, even for my own brother.
Well, I was just fooling. I mean, I know all the time...
Get off.
Oh, now listen, I'm no lawman. Really, I ain't. You gotta believe me when I tell you.
How about
you.
It, John?
Sure. I don't know who he is. Reminds me of a young whelp who used to do chores for my pa's ranch down near South Bend. Maybe that's where he heard my name.
Oh, no, I...
Work him
no,
over,
listen.
Red. Let's find out who he is.
Yeah, come on. Ready to tell the truth? Or do you want some more?
No. No, don't hit me again. My name's Hardin. John Wesley Hardin.
John Wesley Hardin, eh? Who sent you up here?
Nobody. It was my own idea, honest it was.
Maybe so and maybe not. Search him, Red. Take everything he's carrying, including them guns.
Yeah, sure.
Now listen, John Wesley Hardin, if that's your name. We've got no use for kids in our business. We're letting you off easy this time. Get out of here and stay out. All right, start walking.
You can't leave me like this. You're taking every cent I got. You
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, that's right. You might want to buy a lollipop. Here, kid. Here's a nickel. Now start walking.
Such was John Wesley Hardin's first and only attempt to join a band of organized outlaws. It was a mistake that left him embittered and more deadly than ever. He disappeared for almost 2 years. Then suddenly his guns began to blast their way from Kansas to the Rio Grande. He was no longer a boy who bragged about outlaws. He was a cold-blooded killer who nursed a grudge and defied all law. He held up stagecoaches. He eluded posses and gunfighters. And he remembered what John Selman had said about a ranch south of Big Bend.
My What's the idea of waking folks up in the middle of the night? Who are you?
You don't remember me, do you, Pa?
No, I don't. And if you think...
When I was working for you, you forgot to mention that you had an owl hoot son named John Selman.
John? How did you know?
I made it my business to find out.
Say, now I recognize you. You're the thieving young scalawag that stole one of my best saddle horses.
That's right.
Maybe my son is riding back trails, but I'm not. I'm an honest rancher, and if you think I'm...
Don't get so excited, Pop. The only reason I'm here is to pay for that horse I stole. To pay off the father of John Selman.
Oh, I think this is the Diamond T. I don't know the man who owns it, but that gunshot we heard must have... Come on, Tonto.
Door open, but room dark inside.
Yes, we'll... Now, wait a minute. What's this? Strike a light, Tonto.
There. Oh, there, man on floor. Him dead?
I'll see... Shot through the heart.
Shot we here do it?
Probably. This man hasn't been dead very long. Evidently, he lived here alone, so it was an easy job for the murderers.
What's that in his hand?
Strange thing to be in the hand of a man who must have been fighting for his life.
Me not savvy.
It's a nickel, Tonto. A 5-cent piece.
Keep me savvy. Somebody come.
Yes, it's a good thing our horses are on the other side of the house. We'll wait just below the porch. Come on.
Doesn't think much of his wandering son, John. No candle in the window to
work. Pa and I don't agree on a lot of things, but he'll be glad to see. Hey, wait.
Why, it's
Pa.
Looks like some coyote did a little bushwhacking job.
Got a match? Some kind of a light, right?
Yeah, sure. Too bad, John.
Yeah.
Who'd want to beef a harmless old codger like your old man?
Pa didn't have much money around here to steal.
What's that he's got in his hand?
Nothing. Nothing but a nickel.
That's funny. Hey, John. Maybe he stopped some lead that was intended for you.
No, I haven't been around this neck of the woods for over a year.
Now, wait a minute. Remember that bald-faced kid that tried to trail into the roost about 3 years ago?
Yeah, sure, I remember.
You know who he turned out to be, don't you?
Well, ain't he the lone wolf hombre you said was slinging lead from one
end? John Wesley Harden.
Well, what about it?
When I got through working him over, we took his horse and turned him loose. And you gave him a nickel. Remember?
Well, sure, but...
What other reason would there be for a bushwhacker to leave a nickel like this?
Boy, that dirty murdering. I think you're right, Red. John Wesley Harden. He didn't have nerve enough to hunt me up,
I've heard some of the boys say this Harden hombre hangs out in El Paso.
El Paso, huh? Come on, Red. I've got a killing job to do.
You heard what they said, Tonto?
Me no big fella. Him John Selman. Plenty bad outlaw.
Yes, I know. But I didn't know that the murdered man was Selman's father. Here, Silver. Scout. That John Wesley Harden had anything to do with it. Is that a big fella?
Tonto not savvy, John Wesley Harden.
We've met him, Tonto. At least the descriptions I've heard tally with the man I think he is. The law is hunting for him, for John Selman, too.
We trail him?
Yes, but on the way to El Paso, we'll stop at the county seat and pick up a United States Marshal.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up, Scout.
Selman heading for El Paso, and the chance that John Wesley Harden's already there. Sounds too good to be true.
Then you ride with us, Marshal?
Just as soon as I can saddle a bronc.
Good.
A
But even the fleet strength of Silver and Scout couldn't overcome the handicap of time lost in stopping at the county seat. When the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the U.S. Marshal rode into El Paso, John Selman and Red were ahead of them.
Where's the most likely place to look, Marshal?
8 to 5, a critter like Selman would head for the Acme Saloon. That's as good a place as any to start looking. You and Tonto want to...
No, but we won't be far away if you need us.
Thanks.
I don't see him.
Sure, there he is, John. See down the end of the bar.
Yeah. You wait here. This won't take long. John Wesley Harden, huh? Young gent with the itching trigger finger.
Oh. Oh, so it's you, Selman.
Yeah. I haven't seen you since I gave you a nickel to buy a lollipop.
I didn't spend the nickel that way.
Yeah, I know.
And if you're that smart, you must know I can draw and shoot before that gun of yours ever clears leather.
Why don't you try it, you dirty sneak?
Selman, I thought I'd find you here. Where's John Wesley Harden?
Over there on the floor with two of my bullets through his head.
It was Harden who got killed. John Wesley Harden.
I don't know Harden well enough to identify the man. But no matter who it is, Selman, you're under arrest for murder.
It's John Harden, all right, Marshal. I'll identify him.
That's so? Friend of yours, was he?
No, I just know who he is. I used to hear his dad preach when we lived up in Bonham about 5 years ago.
Maybe the boy would have turned out better if he'd listened to a few of his father's sermons.
Yeah, you're right, Marshal. I remember one Sunday morning in particular.
All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
I'll send the
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.